Everyone has a story. Everyone travels a road. Some of those roads are paved, some are gravel, some are a combination. Some are superhighways. Some of us have met with sharp turns, intersections, and delays. We travel at different speeds to different destinations. On this podcast, we talk about your road to now. Welcome to Your Road to Now. I sit down with Christina Aaron from Kelowna. Born and raised in Kelowna, Christina?
Yeah, born and raised and happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like you said, born and raised here in Kelowna. My parents also born and raised, and even my grandmother.
Born and raised here, third generation? That's not too many people like that I've met in Kelowna.
Yeah, so grew up here. It's an amazing place to be. I've also lived elsewhere. I lived in Taiwan for a short period of time, and I've lived in Fort McMurray, Alberta, but ultimately Kelowna is my home.
Makes you appreciate Kelowna.
Oh, absolutely. It's gorgeous here.
I've lived in high-level Alberta, so I understand.
Oh, yeah. the Alberta winters.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah.
Three generations here, though. That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So where'd you go to school here? High school?
I went to high school Mount Bushry.
Okay,
West Kelowna,
West Kelowna.
So grew up in Lakeview. Went to Lakeview Elementary, which is not there anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And then living on this side of the bridge now? Or?
Yeah, living in Rutland area
Yeah. Rutland's got lots of pride.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's your favorite part of Kelowna for third generation? There must be some great stories.
Definitely my favorite part of Kelowna is our beautiful lake and our beautiful hikes and the wineries. Definitely the wineries.
Does your grandmother have lots of cool pictures of Kelowna from the past?
Or? Yeah, well, and actually my other grandparents immigrated here from Italy, and they live right downtown, and it used to be all orchard all around here. So it's really interesting to hear the stories of what Kelowna used to look like and to see the old photos.
Not too many people get to say that. There's not a lot of people from Kelowna even born here.
Yeah.
And then have three generations.
Yeah, my grandfather used to drive the ferry across the lake here before the bridge was built.
Wow,
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So does that tie you more to Kelowna, having that heritage with Kelowna? Does that make you really kind of connect with it?
Or? Well, I don't really know any different, but what ties me to Kelowna is the amount of family, I think, that's still here. So, just a really large family here in the area. So this is home for sure.
So tell me about, like, high school, Mount Bushry. What were some of the big memories from there? You're not too far away from high school, though, probably.
I graduated in 1996.
Oh, that's not too long
so
ago.
So it's been a while. Yeah, high school was a lifetime ago. So much has happened since then. I also went to university here. Well, Okanagan University.
You went to Okanagan University College
at the time, yeah. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
And what did you take there?
I graduated with my Bachelor of Science. Very interested, still really interested in science, but never actually used that in my life for occupation or job, I don't think. I'm always jumping from one thing to the next. Graduated here at Okanagan University College, and after that I worked with Kelowna Winery, Kelowna and Sandhill Wines.
Okay.
Which, for a few years, which was amazing, incredible. Got to work in the winemaking department with Howard Soon, which was incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of heritage, eh?
Lots here, yeah, for sure. My husband, also born and raised here, and we started our family in 2006, and once we started having kids, I started, kind of took some time off, and when it was time for me to get back into the working world again, we were living in Fort McMurray by that time.
Was that for his work, or?
Yeah, so three kids later, we moved to Fort McMurray. He's a pilot, so he flew for Syncrude oil company there. And while I was there, I worked with Orange Fitness, also from Kelowna. So Sheila Chutzkoff started Orange Fitness here in Kelowna 12 years ago and opened in Fort McMurray when I was there. So started working there and did my yoga teacher training, became a yoga teacher. And that really is what shaped my life after kids up until now.
Right. Yeah. So right now you do yoga?
Yeah, so right now I teach yoga here in Kelowna and in Lake Country.
Is that at Orange, or where do you teach it?
Occasionally I teach at Orange. I also occasionally teach at One Yoga, which is a newer studio here in Kelowna downtown. They're up above Lululemon, And they're a by-donation yoga studio, so open to the community for anyone to come at any time and pay what you can and come do some yoga. And then I also teach for the District of Lake Country in Lake Country. And I think one of my greatest passions with yoga is teaching kids yoga. So I work also with a company out of Vancouver called Play Inc. And together with them, I'm the program designer for their yoga program called Yoga Play. And I run trainings and teach instructors how to teach the Yoga Play program. So running some trainings coming up here in Kelowna as well.
So what do people get out of yoga? What do you think that the big driving thing is other than fitness?
Once you start a yoga practice, you realize quite quickly that yoga is so much more than just fitness. And it's life support. The alignment of your body just absolutely affects the alignment of your mind or the alignment of the rest of your life. So for me, going into yoga training, I thought it was fitness. I didn't know anything different. I just did it for something to do in Fort McMurray, but quickly realized the effects that it has on your mind and on connecting with yourself and realizing who you are, and then how that affects the rest of your life and the rest of the people that you encounter, the relationships in your life. And then bringing that to kids as a whole other level, as they're developing and their brains are developing and their bodies are developing, just teaching them to listen to their own bodies and use their breath to help manage their emotions and their feelings and their relationships and connections with others in the world. It's just incredible to see what yoga can do in the lives of anybody.
So did you learn your yoga from when you were working with Orange, or how did you get into it, I guess? Or
I started practicing yoga through Orange in Fort Mac, and then Sheila brought in Nikki Doan. Nikki Doan is a world-renowned yoga teacher.
So that's where you got the connection?
Flew her into Fort McMurray and to lead a training for us, and that's where I did my training. And then kids yoga training I did in Vancouver, so I've kind of combined the two, and I've taught hundreds and hundreds of classes now with kids to just kind of develop my own program.
Can you see when the light comes on for people, when it just turns from exercise into more?
Yeah, I do see that. I do hear feedback from my students about when that happens and how they bring yoga into their life off the mat. And with kids, though, it's incredible. I can see it happen within 1 hour, within their first hour of a class. Just giving them permission to be themselves and to breathe and to feel and connect with themselves.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, it's the breathing that kind of like connects you with yourself kind of thing.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty incredible, pretty powerful.
Did Lululemon create yoga, or did yoga create Lululemon?
Lululemon definitely creates the outfits. But they're so much more than that, too. Yeah, Lululemon's great.
They've got a great brand.
Yeah, they are great, for sure.
I kid, but I think the two are fairly connected in most people's minds.
Yeah, you can actually, believe it or not, do yoga without ever stepping into Lululemon clothes. So. Some people don't know that.
I love that brand, though. So what else do you do? You do some other stuff as well.
Yeah, I also work here in Kelowna at Kelowna Regional Fertility Center. So I just started working there in the fall, just here downtown Kelowna, helping people have babies.
Wow.
It
must be fun.
It's so incredible. It's so much to learn. There's so much science behind it, and the connections with the couples and individuals that come in there it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing team that we have there at KRFC.
So do a lot of people come from out of town for that service too? Or
is we're the only facility between Calgary and Vancouver. So we service like the whole interior. And we work in partnership with all of fertility in Vancouver. So IVF patients eventually get sent there, but not everyone needs that specific treatment. So
I mean, this is probably a myth, but I've heard that if you use a fertility clinic, sometimes it ends up with twins. And
Definitely. Yeah.
It is? There you go.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Awesome.
With the IVF, but definitely. But we see couples, we see single mothers, we see same-sex couples, we see all sorts of families trying to grow their families. Mm-hmm. So it's really incredible.
So if somebody comes in as a single person, I mean, you can tell me if I'm asking two private questions. If somebody comes in as a single and wants to have a baby, do they kind of choose
who they, like, do they choose, yeah, like DNA kind of like a makeup, not, do they choose through pictures or do they choose through kind of like
they
a makeup?
They choose through profiles. So there's donor profiles. Okay, cool. So they go through that. You can't choose the sex of the baby or anything like that, but you definitely look at the background profile of who you're choosing.
Have they got smart enough, or the technology got strong enough to kind of give you what a baby would look like? If they say, if
I
you
don't
and
think,
this person,
I don't think we're quite there, but yeah, they'll definitely see photos and know their heritage. So yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that a big choice for people? Must be a big choice. They sit down for a while, or yeah, they kind of know what they want.
I don't know. I've never been sat with someone who's going through that process, but I do deal with people phoning and saying, we think we found a donor and we have to check and make sure there's not other people in the area with the same with the same donor. So right, it has to be approved that way. Yeah.
Okay. Do some people come in with a donor? Like you'd see on those comedy shows where somebody chooses somebody like a friend or something like
that?
Well,
interesting that you should ask, because up until February, that was not something that was allowed here in Canada. Hmm. So
oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So there's been changes recently where you can, there's a screening process, but now you can use a friend or an acquaintance mm-hmm. or somebody as your donor. Yeah.
And does that person ever get to find out who the donor, is that completely like done, like they're...
Yeah, well, the one where it's a friend or acquaintance, of course they would know, but yeah, they from the donor bank, no, I don't believe that they ever. Okay. Yeah.
And you do something else as well, don't you?
I do a little bit more work with the company that I do my yoga, kids yoga program with. So my kids yoga program is called Yoga Play. And I'm the program designer for that program, and the company that I work with is called Play Inc., Play International, out of Vancouver. And so Play creates physical literacy and mental health programs for kids. So dance, yoga, and fitness for schools and for communities. And I work closely with them and help them with their social media, so their social media content.
Wow. Yeah. So you do lots of really cool things.
Yeah.
You say you have three children?
I do.
All born here? Or
all born here,
okay.
Yeah.
So you got fourth generation Kelowna people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there, do you know of anybody else that has more than that?
You know what? I don't.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
though.
It's really cool.
Because Kelowna's what? Kelowna's like, so your grandma would have been born?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure the math. My grand...
Probably in the early 1900s.
Yeah,
sometime,
about
right?
90 or so years ago. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong line here. In the
so what's your favorite part about Kelowna, like through the stories I've heard? What do you think we're missing from what they had? What do you think is like, oh, I wish we would have still had that?
Oh, I don't know. I think Kelowna just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear lots of people talk about the old wharf, though. Like, what is City Park there?
The old, yeah, and the old and ferry docks in West Kelowna. Yeah. I used to dive off of those when I was a kid. Yeah, definitely off of West Side Road there, the ferry docks. But I'm kind of glad they're gone now because my kids aren't over there jumping off of them. But I think Kelowna is just spectacular and beautiful. And growing up in West Kelowna and now living in the Rutland area, I see a whole new area of Kelowna. I spent a lot of time at Mill Creek Park and...
Mm-hmm. Beautiful area.
Scenic Canyon down by Mission Creek, where I didn't know those places existed when I grew up in West Kelowna. So it's neat to see the different areas of Kelowna. Beautiful. I don't think I can pick a favorite area.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great views from here too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh yeah. Incredible.
So how long were you in Fort Mac?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah. Including the Fort McMurray fire and evacuation. And,
holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How was that? That must have been pretty scary. Was your husband flying at the time or was he home? Or
he was home. I can't remember if he was actually home when we first got... He was not home when we first got the notice that we were going to be evacuating. But he was home shortly after. Definitely a scary... time.
We drove were, through the flames kind of thing?
Yeah, well, we weren't in an area where our house ended up burning down, but when the panic starts and the whole city is starting to try to evacuate at the same time, and all you can see is the sky full of smoke, it's hard to tell exactly how close the fire is or where it is at the time. So it is, everyone's panicking. But for us, we started to evacuate at about dinner time, 6 p.m. maybe, started to leave our house, and we drove out of our driveway and onto the street to exit the city, and we were just at a dead stop. We stayed in one spot for about half an hour, realized we were going to run out of gas, turned around, went back home, made dinner because we weren't going anywhere. And my husband hopped on his motorcycle to go to the gas station to try to fill up some jerry cans with gas because there was no there was no way we could get there. The gas stations were running out of gas. We were going to run out of gas. So he came back, filled up our minivan with one jerry can and filled up the guy behind us with the other jerry can. And 5 hours later, we made it through the city. We didn't drive through flames, but by the time we got there, they had died down a bit, but we drove past them. And we do know a lot of people who drove through them. Right. And it was, yeah, extremely traumatic. We were lucky we didn't get sent north. We got to go south. We ended up, because my husband is a pilot, so we ended up going to the airport and flying out of there. So we were really lucky. Extremely lucky, flying from there to Edmonton and looking down and seeing the line of cars from Fort Mac all the way to Edmonton, bumper to bumper, the whole way.
Were you here in 03 for the fire then too?
Yeah.
So you're just like...
Yeah, well, and the thing with the fires here, you know, everybody here was evacuating kind of into town, whereas Fort McMurray, everyone was evacuating out of town. But the couple days leading up to the Fort McMurray evacuation, everyone, you know, was starting to panic and be scared. And I was like, oh, this happened. We have fires all the time in the Okanagan. It's not going to be a big deal. But it turned out to be quite the big deal. Yes. And the after effects of that, so many people struggling with PTSD and mental health issues.
Yeah, Fort Mac can't seem to get a break too now with that project that got kiboshed there the other day. So.
Oh, I haven't paid attention to what's going on there. Oh, yeah,
so that big tech project got, they put it on hold. So that was, you know, so Fort Mac can't catch a break.
No. Fort Mac could use a break.
Yeah. It's tough enough living there.
It is. Amazing community there. Yeah, amazing people.
I've lived in high levels, so
yeah,
I understand the northern communities and that. So, yeah. No, people usually come together there for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was a close-knit community.
But you're home now?
Mm-hmm. And happy to be home. So came home a year after the fires. We evacuated here during the fires, spent the summer here, went back to Fort Mac, and a year later... ended up back here.
When you were kind of like going through school and all that, you went through a Bachelor of Science, obviously not sure where you were going with it. And then how did you all of a sudden decide, because you seemed very happy and you seemed to have found something that kind of works. How did, like, when did that kind of like light up for you?
I feel like my entire life, I always choose to do things that light me up. And as soon as something doesn't light me up, I make a change. So even going through my Bachelor of Science, I always took the specific courses that I enjoyed, and actually thought I was going to go into winemaking. And then I got pregnant and started having babies and realized that I was more drawn to working with children, and hence the kids yoga now. But in the meantime, we had a move, an unexpected move to Fort McMurray. And that, I think, being kind of ejected from my comfort zone of Kelowna and being in a new place, just opened me up to exploring new possibilities. And this yoga training kind of fell. I was working at Orange Fitness in the childcare, and there was this opportunity to do yoga training, and I thought, well, why not? I've got nothing else to do, and never did I expect that it would change and shape my whole entire life from then on. So
yeah, what's the plans forward? What's the road forward look like for you?
Road forward for me right now, I'm extremely happy working at Kelowna Fertility Center. So I love to grow with them. I'm able to use a little bit of my science passion there. And mostly my passion is to work with and to inspire people and to connect with people. So I do a lot of that there. And then also my yoga play program, creating this new program for kids and teaching and inspiring others to be able to share that program with kids in different communities. When I watch somebody share the program that I created and watch them impact the new kids in their community who may not have ever been introduced to that if it wasn't for this program, really just that's what makes my heart explode. Watching it and watching the effects on people. So right now those two things are my biggest passion.
Do the people ever bring the children back in for you to see and stuff? Do they ever kind of share what the gift they've been given?
Yeah, well, I feel like once kids start our program, they just continue with it. Like, especially in Fort McMurray, I taught the program consecutively for 3 years. So kids would start at age three to five, and they would just continue and graduate into the other programs. And for that to become part of a young person's life, a part of just regular life for them, to be able to practice yoga and their breath and move their bodies and build physical literacy, to start at such a young age and then grow with it is
I think fitness incredible. Is a big part of people's lives for sure. I was listening to a radio program this morning on Bloomberg, and they're saying like 40% of America is obese, and then 10% of them are super obese or something.
So yeah,
that's a pretty scary stat, right? So yeah. I know that the fast food industry is not all to blame, but I mean, the convenience foods tend to be pretty bad, the sugar and the wheat and stuff like that.
Definitely. So yeah, there's that, and there's also your mental health as well.
Right,
so,
for sure. I think the sugar connected. Doesn't help, for sure. And the other side of that is do the people in the fertility clinic, when they're clients, do they come back and show you the children? Do you get to see any of that?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. We have a huge wall of like thousands of baby photos. Wow. And people come in and show us their kids, or come back when they're ready to have their second. And oh, yeah, it's awesome. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, no, my daughter's in NICU in Calgary at Foothills.
Okay.
And she gets to see sometimes, you know, the parents will bring the children back after, you know, they're, you know, a couple of years old and stuff like that, to share with the nurses that kind of like worked with them for six months and stuff, right?
Exactly. So yeah. Yeah. Them, we see our babies. They come in all the time to visit. Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. Let's do a little bit of quick fire.
Okay.
You've been here forever, or your family has.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to dine?
Favorite place to dine? It's hard to pick one, but since being back from Fort McMurray, I really love B&A. The food at B&A is incredible. Central. I like the new Frankie We Salute You. It's really good.
That's a very big popular with everybody, Frankie We Salute You. I mean, I've been there a ton of times. I've been at Central with Jared there.
Yeah. Yeah.
B&A lots too. Lots
of great restaurants. And an old favorite is Waterfront Wines. Yeah.
Awesome. And what about for the kids? Where do you take them? How old? What's the age again?
My kids are, I always mess this up. My oldest is 13. 13, 11, and 8.
Oh, well, you're having all kinds of fun now.
Yeah, all kinds of fun. They, to eat, their favorite is sushi. Anywhere we can take them for sushi, they love. So,
yeah, sushi's kind of a thing. We were doing, I think Skip the Dishes put out something, and we were kind of like in a poll in the office to see, because they have that favorite, you know, Skip the Dishes order.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked sushi as probably one of the ones, and sure enough, it was sushi.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like in Kelowna, it's that. And then the Kamloops, it's cheeseburgers.
Oh, really?
Go figure, right?
My kids like cheeseburgers as well. Both are good. It depends on the day.
That's awesome. So what do you guys like to do? What's the favorite family activity?
Big White.
Big White, yeah skiing.
So. Ski Big White, yeah.
Snowboard or ski?
I snowboard and the rest of my family skis.
Yeah. Skiing's coming back, eh?
Yeah, I tried to switch back and... No, I'm too old to switch.
I was a skier, and I'm not going to try snowboarding because that's going to hurt.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite. I skied until I was about 14, and then I switched to snowboarding, and now I tried to switch back because of my kids, but no. Summer activities, the beach, and my parents' swimming pool.
So if you have people come from out of town, what is something you must do? Like, what do you tell them? Hey, you got to do this.
Wine tours, definitely.
Wine tours, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, that... gives me an excuse to go and check them out as well. And it's incredible to realize that we live here in a place where we can spend an afternoon and taste world-class wine, sometimes for free, and enjoy these amazing views at the same time. So I think Kelowna is just world-class for that.
Favorite varietal?
I'm a red drinker. I like the Cabernet Sauvignon.
That's my favorite.
There we go.
Thicker, full body stuff for sure.
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite winery or a couple of wineries that you kind of like there?
Love Sand Hill. What else do I love? I always go back to Sand Hill, but Kitch is really good. I've tried that this year. And then some of the wineries down south, Burrowing Owl, Blasted Church. Yeah.
Have you tried any of the craft brews or any of the craft breweries or more of a
wine person? I'm definitely more of a wine person, yeah. Oh, I also like Arrowleaf
There's so many good ones around here, for sure, right?
There's so many good ones, yeah. Beer, no, I'm not so much a beer drinker. I stick with the wine.
Any hiking or anything like that in the area?
Yeah, Knox Mountain is definitely a favorite place to take people from out of town, too. And Mill Creek Park has been... our new favorite. My kids jump off the waterfalls there into the creek. Yeah.
Have you done the Bear Creek Falls?
Not recently. No? Not in a long time.
Because you have to swim in, kind of.
Yeah. I haven't done those ones since I was a kid. And I did Fin Tree last summer, which was pretty.
Those are pretty for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like to talk about?
I feel like we touched on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We sure did. Anything you'd like that kind of like scares you out in the world right now for you and your kids?
It scares me. Learning how to parent a teenager around social media scares me.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going there. I've got two kids in two different middle schools. So my son's at KLO and my daughter's at Spring Valley. And having a son and a daughter both entering middle school and both dealing with social media and peer pressure and all those things. This is a new territory for me. So that definitely scares me. But I'm learning and guiding. And
are you active on social media?
Yes,
I am. Do you have a favorite channel? Or?
I mostly follow other yoga accounts. Mm-hmm.
So Instagram, kind of?
Instagram. Definitely Instagram. More is my...
I think Instagram's a favorite for a lot of people.
Yeah, I love the photos.
Very visual, right? And you just kind of scroll through the visuals and stuff like that.
My dad just started an Instagram. My dad's 60. Yeah.
Hey, I'm on Instagram. Cool. I'm on TikTok.
Even. Yeah? Oh, yeah. TikTok is fun.
TikTok's hilarious. You can burn a lot of time on TikTok.
Yeah, my kids love TikTok. My daughter's on there. Yeah.
There's a lot of cool video. They curate content. I think that's what kind of makes it a little bit addictive for sure, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I find Instagram for a lot of people is kind of the favorite channel for sure.
Yeah. Right? I'm a real visual person, so I love to see the photos on Instagram. I did a poll recently on Instagram to find out how many of you just scroll through photos and how many of you stop and read the long
the
posts.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
Like, because some people write, really, really long posts, and I find I'm guilty of scrolling. Mm-hmm. And from my poll, it seems like most people read the long post. So that's good to know when you take the time to write something that people are actually reading it.
I think so too. Like, I mean, as long as it's not full of hashtags, right?
Yeah,
It's not two pages of hashtags, but...
You need that for people to find you sometimes. But so, yeah, it's good to know that people are reading and care about people's content and what's being
So how, where do people find you on Instagram?
Christina Aaron Yoga. That's my public Instagram page. And then I also manage Yoga Play. That's YOGAPL3Y. So that's my kids' yoga program, Yoga Play. And you can find Dance Play and Play Education as well. But yeah, Christina Aaron Yoga and Yoga Play are my main pages.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Kelowna Regional Fertility Center is on Instagram as well, Kelowna Regional Fertility.
Who's not on Instagram?
I know.
And you can find Kelowna Now on Instagram.
Yes, I found you there.
Awesome. Well, I thank you for coming in and sharing your road to now.
Thank you for having me.
Bye now.
If you'd like to be part of this podcast, we'd love to share your story and your road to now.